This is the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grillin' Guys. It's Saturday morning. We are live in Big Rapids, Michigan at the Ferris State homecoming game. We've got Ferris State that's 4-2 playing Northern Michigan. It's on a 3-3 slide. It's going to be a great game. That kicks off at 2 o'clock. But before the game, you are listening to two guys that are going to grill up 1,000 ribeye steaks for the alumni. We're going to get that kicked off. The grills are hot already. The wind's blowing a little bit up here, but the skies are clearing. It's a balmy 48 degrees, so it is pure Michigan tailgate. Good morning, Bob.
It's always fun to be out at these events when the weather gives us a little kick, because makes you appreciate where you live. This is pure Michigan grilling, okay? And let's talk about a little pure Michigan grilling and tailgating, because the two go hand in hand. And if you're tailgating, you might be into this fall scenario where your wind does kick up. And if you're out in a parking lot with a little charcoal, guess what you don't need if the wind kicks up? You don't need a bunch of ash flying around.
That's right.
So here's a real good reason to use real natural lump charcoal, because it doesn't produce all that ash. We're talking about good hardwood that's been semi-burnt and dehydrated, and it's just basically taken all the moisture out of the wood, and we've got pure charcoal. When you use a briquette, you've got 50% charcoal silt from making real charcoal, and then you've got stuff like clay and borax and things that you don't want in your food. Once you get used to using a good charcoal like the good one makes, you will never want to use a briquette again, because if you smell the smoke coming off of our charcoal, and then you smell the briquettes,
It's just no different.
No.
You know, and we've been using a lot of this charcoal this fall in our tailgating, and
I think we're going to lose our tent.
Yeah, right. The wind is blowing. But we've been using a lot of this charcoal in our tailgating, and we had to zip over yesterday to our friends at Zager's Pool and Spa. They carry this good one charcoal over there that we use exclusively. It is a hard lump charcoal, and I tell you what, it makes a big difference, guys. Invest in a bag of this stuff. It's only $15 or 20 pounds. It burns longer, and it gives your food such a better flavor.
So here's the other big thing here is briquettes will produce around 800 degrees, okay? But natural lump charcoal will generally produce 1,100 to 1,200 degrees, especially if it's a good brand. So 400-degree temperature swing there. You've got a lot more power with lump charcoal, and you don't have all the ash. Two big reasons right there bring the good one charcoal to your tailgate.
And the other thing that I like about it is when we're smoking, it holds an even heat. You can damper the air down on that thing, and it just embers and glows, and you can keep a really even heat with that lump charcoal. Not so much with the briquettes, because they burn up. They're smaller, they burn up, and it's just much better to use. Hey, coming up next, we got President of the University, Dr. David Eisler, with us. So stick with us. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll be back.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.